Okay, mitzvah, taf, kuf, nun, hey, mitzvah 555, the mitzvah of skila, the mitzvah of that falls upon Bezdin in order to give those who are mechuyev skila the mitzvah of the misa of skila, right? We had the other dalin misos way back in Sefer Shmos, Hereg, Chenek, and Srefa, and now we complete the picture, we have the mitzvah of skila. Says the Torah right here, in Parshas Kisetse, in the context that we have been talking about regarding Motzi Shemra, that if it is true what the man says, and he wasn't Motzi Shemra, he was Motzi Shem Emes. Vim Emes haya hadavar hazeh. Lo nimsu b'sula manara. She was not a b'sula, and she was mezana la'achar erison. Votziu es panara pesach be'saviha. You take her out to the pesach be'saviha, which means that we involve the parents uskaluha an she'i rabavanim b'meisa ki asasun nevala b'Yisrael liznos be'saviha. So we give her skila. Or the next line, ki yimati shochev im isha bulas baal, continues the psukim continue in another context of of a nara amarasa that was mizana. If they're both bemazed, v'mesu as hanara al devar shalot tzalka beir v'isa shar devar sheinas esreiu v'yarta remi kabecha skaltem osam bavanim the misa of skila. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Yudalid that all chayvi misos are mitzvos asay. Arba misos nimsu lebezdin. Says the Rambam, there are four misos, by quoting a Mishnah Sanhedrin, that Bezdin can implement. Skila, v'sreifa, v'hariga, b'sayif, v'chenech. Skila, sreifa, killing with a sword, and chenech. Skila, v'sreifa, mifurashin, hein batorah. Two of them, like this one, skila and sreifa, are explicit in the Torah, that those are two of the ways that Bezdin his name is a person who is chayif, right? Right here it says uskila a number of times. Sreifa elsewhere, ba'esh tisareif. Umipi Moshe Rabbeinu lamdu. And from Moshe Rabbeinu we learn two others. Shekal miso ha'amura batorah stam chenek. If the Torah just says, mos you must, chenek. Via horig es chaveiro. And if somebody is a rotzeach, misasa besayif. V'chein ansheir and idachas, misasa besayif. And we have a misora. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the other two. And kol misa, says the Rabba, mehen, mitzvahs asehi lebezdin laharogba mishin eschayeva. So mitzvahs asehi for bezdin to fulfill their charge. V'ein rishus lamelech laharogba achas v'yed ala besayif elvad. Somebody's more b'malchus, and they're chayiv misa to the king, so that is dafka b'sayif, not any of the others. Kol mechuyev misas bezdin, the Rambam continues, shalohi misu oso bezdin. Anybody's mechuyev misa, not before the trial, but once they come to a gemar din, and he's chayiv misa, and bezdin does not put him to death, bitlu mitzvahs asay, they were mevata the mitzvah, v'lo avra mitzvahs lo asay, there's no lo asay except for chutz v'na mechashif. Shem lohe miso oso, if they didn't put to death the machashef or the machashefa, overall mitzvahs lo sasei shenemar machashefa lo sachayas. That is the Rambam in the terms of the background of this mitzvah. So the mitzvah of skila, and the chinuch now says, shenitztavu bezdin lirgom ba'avanim mi sha'avar aksas averos. It's a mitzvah upon bezdin to stone those, to give skila to those who violated. And this is a kapara for the person. Remember, chayvi mitzvahs bezdin is a form of kapara. The bishop describes in Sanhedrin that one does vidui. One of the makaras for vidui is from Achan, before he was killed, after he took from the spoils in Yericho. He said vidui, and that's the one of the makoras for vidui in Tanakh, besides obviously the pasuk in Parshas Naso. But for ksas averos, one gets skila. The Rambam lists off the classic categorizer that he is, as he always is, after describing skila. He says, these are the chayvi misas. There are 36 people or avaryonim, that are chayvi misas bezdin. 36 altogether. 18 of them are chayv skila. 18, that's today's. Who's Chayiv Skila? So we have a number of the Arayos, Habala Aim, Meshas Av, Kala Naramarasa, Zachor, Mishkav Zachor Eskila, Shochev Esbehema, Bestiality Eskila, Vaisha Bevias Behema Leha, and besides the Arayos, the first seven are Arayos, then Megadev, Blasphemer, Oved Avodah Zarah, Nosei Mizaro Lamolech, Baal Ov, Yidoni, right, all the Avodah Zarah related issues, Mesis, Mediach, Mechashef, all of those Averos that we've spoken about, Mechalalas HaShabbos, Mekalel Aviv Imo Uben Sower Umore. Those are the 18 that are Chayiv Skila, and as we know, the Rambam holds Machlokas Tanoim. Skila is the most chamor of all of the Dalin Mises Bezdin. So there are 18 Niskalin. There are 10 Nisrafin. That gives us 28. There are, he continues, two that are besayif, that's what we mentioned before, or Rotseach and an ir anidachas, and six that are with chenek, right? So altogether there are 36. That is the Rambam's categorization. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, it's quoted in other contexts, the Mishnah Brura in his Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos mentions the importance of Hilchos Shabbos and the focus that one has to have on Hilchos Shabbos, but part of his issue relates to our mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim says, how do I know that Shabbos is such a defining area of halacha? He says, number one, there is a concept of a mumar, a heretic. A mumar for a certain aveira is not considered a mumar l'chala tarakula, except for a mumar l'avodazara and a mumar l'shabbos. Those two, so a mumar l'avodazara, you understand. Tavodazara, you're denying God. No other mitzvah makes sense if you're a mumar l'avodazara. But a mumar l'shabbos as well, that's a defining element, that's an os for Klal Yisrael. And he says, also Kabbalistically, as we know, the Ramach Ivarim, V'Shas Agidim, the 248 mitzvahs Aseh, are connected to certain limbs that we have in the body. And the 365 Los Aseh are connected to other sinews in the body. And just like in limbs, there are more important limbs, there are less important limbs. Some limbs you can live with, some limbs you can live without. Some lives you can live without, some lives you cannot live without. So, says the Chafetz Chaim, mitzvos are the same way. Some mitzvos you can live with and without, and some mitzvos you cannot live without. And Shabbos obviously is like the heart or the brain or the lungs. You cannot live without Shabbos. But he also mentions one other element, and that is, Ure'eyes chomer ha'avon sheyesh be'isr chilul Shabbos. Look at the seriousness of the sin of chilul Shabbos. How do I know? Dehalo yadua sheyesh kama chelke anashim al avonos. We know there are many levels of punishment for sins. Yesh in yanim she'adam over aleyen urak yisr asei bovad. Some in yanim, it's only, I didn't do the essay, I don't wear tefillin one day. So it's terrible. But there's no punishment for that. Next level up, chomer mizeh avonos sheyesh aleyen isr laf. Lo saseh, eating not kosher. Chomer mizeh, wearing shatnez. Chomer mizeh, avonos sheyesh aleihem misa b'dei shamayim. Then one level up, aveiros that are misa b'dei shamayim. For example, non-kohen eating shruma. Chomer mizeh, avonos sheyesh aleihem onesh karis. Karis, eating chaylev. Other krisus. Chomer mizeh, osan sheyesh aleihem misa b'dei adam. And the most chomer out of all of these are the ones that are chay misa b'dei adam. And within that, you have four gradations, as we know. So skila is the most chomer out of any punishment, says the Chafetz Chaim. Obviously, onshim reflect chumras ha'aveira, and therefore chayvi skilos are the most chomer, and Shabbos is one of them. On the list, as we just mentioned, one of the 18 chayvi skilos is Shabbos. The other ones are also defining. They're mostly arayos, or related to avodah zarah. Says the Rambam that all of these are the Niskalin, and says the Chafetz Chaim that shows the seriousness. Remember, this Rambam, this Chafetz Chaim has to be linked to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the beginning of the second parak, where the Mishnah says we're not supposed to evaluate mitzvos, right? We have to do mitzvah kala kavachamura. That's what it says. So one second, so what are we doing? How could the Chafetz Chaim say that? How does the Chafetz Chaim say that? Oh, this is more chamur. We're not supposed to measure. So says the Rambam himself in Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos right there. There's a big difference between aseis and los aseis. What is the Chafetz Chaim talking about? What do we know that we're allowed to look at Chumras HaAveira to be reflected in the Onesh? That's by los aseis. What's the Mishnah talking about? The aseis. The aseis, you have to be zohir b'mitzvah kalik v'chamura, says the Rambam. That's why you have the principle of osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. We don't throw away one mitzvah to do another mitzvah, because who knows? Maybe the mitzvah I'm doing is more chamur. Right? We have no idea. Mitzvah aseh, lo pirish schar kol achas mehen, mahu lefnei Hashem, kidei sheneida mahin achamuro, so mahin lamata himena. Ela, tziva l'kayim davar ploni v'dvar ploni v'lo adia schar, ezamein yosar god lefnei Hashem. And that's why we have to do all of them, and that's why in osik b'mitzvah about them in a mitzvah, and that's why ein ma'avir in ala mitzvos, mitzvah baliyat chatach mitzena, all of the principles that have to do with the mitzvah that's in front of you. So, even though what the Chafetz Chaim says is true, that's only by los aseis. And that is what we're talking about today. Chiyuve Skila, Los Aseis, the Mishnah in Avos is about the Aseis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch again, there's a mitzvah upon Beis Din to give Skila to those who are obligated, those 18 individuals. V'achas me'an abal na'ara marasa. One of them is the context of our psukim. If somebody lives with a na'ara ha'marasa, sh'ne'amar uskaltem osam ba'avanim. V'zui achas me'ar b'misas. Beis Din ha'yidu os, she'in Skila sreifa herachenek. Those are the four Chayve Misos, and Skila is the most Chamer. Umesecha Sanhedrin, and Dalin Misos, in Daf Memtes and Sanhedrin, Chelker Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon argues with the Rabbanan, which is more Chamer, Skila or Sreifa. We paskin that Skila is more Chamer, and therefore this is the most Chamer Onesh. So, what happens? V'inyin Skila Kachu. Rachel Mibes, Skila, Arba Amos, Mafshitin, Ha'isha, Mechuyav Skila, Begadav, Achenesher Arum, Umachasin, Ervasim, Lefana. We undress the person. The man, if he's a man, an isha is not undressed because of embarrassment. The beis haskila is two floors high. The edim go up there. Why do the edim go up there? The mafarshim explain because they're the ones that testify. We need them. We need them to perform this act because if they get cold feet and they say no. Right? If they're lying, much easier to, like, go home. No, they're the ones that perform it. And they push him. And after he's pushed, if he dies, then fine. And if he doesn't die, then it's what's called skila. Then is what is, in this case, then they throw the stone. Remember, we discussed at the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, the added issue of Talia. Right, the Mishnah said, kol haniskalin nitlin, but if you remember, we didn't paskin that way. We only paskin that way by Megadef, but not by all the other Isurim of Skila. That's what we mentioned. If you remember, the mitzvah of Talia, as we discussed back in Tuf Kuf Lamed Hey, Tuf Kuf Mitzvah's Talia, Lemisha Yischayiv Litzlos, right? Even though kol haniskalin nitlin, if you remember, it's only limited not to all niskalin according to what we paskin. But either way, this is the process that one goes through for skila. Misharshia mitzvah. Mitzvah zavra mitzvah bezin. If you want to know the sharish or the message behind the mitzvah, look back at what I wrote in Parshas Mishpatim. So, if we look back to Parshas Mishpatim, says the chinuch there in mitzvah mem zayin. It's a misprint in this same minchas chinuch. It says mem ches, it should be mem zayin. Mitzvah mem zayin is the mitzvah of chenek. Mitzvah of chenek. So there describes the chinuch. What is behind the mitzvah of chenek, or the mitzvah behind all of them? That's the first, right? Mitzvah nun is the mitzvah of sayif, right? That continues, and hereg is also mentioned before. Says the chinuch over there, shorish mitzvah zu nigla lakol, ki melach b'mishpat yamid aretz. You have to have society and rules in society, right? Or else ishes esreel chayim blao, right? People would swallow each other up if it was not law and order. Sheilule yiras hamishpat yar guben adam zazeh. Without fear of the law of the justice system, people would just kill each other. Al kein sivanu akel baruchu la misaratzeach. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us chayve misos bezdin in order for preventative purposes, not because we really want to kill the person. It's not to per se. We'd rather not ever have to kill anybody. It's preventative measures in order that the message is given. Right? Like the Gemara says in, like the Mishnah says, in the end of the first parak in Makos, where the Mishnah says that it hardly ever took place. The Tanakhama there says that a Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years is already too much. Chovlanis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says once every 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva said we would never have killed anybody. Elo ayunu b'Sanhedrin lo nerag adam eolam. Which the Mepharshim say, okay, so if they would never kill anybody, then how is that a deterrent? Right, very difficult to understand. There's got to be a balance between not going overboard. But we mentioned it's very hard to kill somebody. Why? You have to have two witnesses, and they have to give hasra, and the person has to be makabal hasra, and he has to do the act very soon after he was makabal hasra, and say, amanas kenani ose. I mean, who would do that? If anybody wanted to do anything, do it. They would wait till they're in private. And they would say, oh, okay, they would accept hasra, then not do it. Do it tomorrow. When we could say, ishtuli, they forgot the hasra. So it's very hard, right? There is an exemption, as we've mentioned in the past, by murderers. If Bezdin thinks that somebody's a murderer, but circumstantial evidence, they cannot find there's technicalities that they can't be mechayev of the person. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you can put him into a kippah and then feed him certain types of barley. And if he is guilty, so then his stomach will blow up, as the Mishnah describes. But that's dafka. The Rambam says by Ritzicha we do that, because murderers have to get off the street. But other than that, we can't put somebody to death. It's very unusual. So therefore, yes, in theory, these 36 Chayvei Misos Bezdin exist, but it did not happen so commonly. But that's the purpose. The purpose is to be preventative measures. And we have the Skila Sreifa Erechenek, but that's the purpose. It's part of the larger judicial system that is meant to form a perfect system of dinim in the world. So that is Shurashim. Medini HaMitzvah, we already mentioned the halachas of the mitzvah. If somebody is chayiv two Mises Bezdin somehow, they did two Averis, they get the more chomer one. And Vinoheges Bizman Habayis. Obviously, this does not apply today. It's noeg bisman habeis hamigdash. The Rambam says this. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Yud Daled, back to Perek Yud Daled, the Rambam says, "Ein donin dinin nefashas ela bifnei abayis v'hu sheyia bezin hagadol sham belishka shev hamigdash." You need a beis hamigdash, and you need the Sanhedrin in the Mikdash. Shenemar bezakin mamre levilti shemoa ela kohen o ela shofet mipiyeshu alamdu shebizman sheyish kohen makrav agabi amizbeach. Yesh dine nefashis. You need a mikdash, and you need the Sanhedrin in its place. If you're missing either of those, you could have a Sanhedrin after the Churban Bayis, but they cannot do dine nefashis anymore. You need the Beis HaMikdash built, and you need the Sanhedrin there. And then the Rambam adds, "Bitchila kishenivna hamigdash." Just historically, how you bezin agadol yoshvim belishkas hagazis, shai sebezis Yisrael. When the base of Mikdash was built, the Sanhedrin agadol sat there in the lishkas hagazis on the north side of the Azara. Va'amakom shai yoshvin bochol, where they sat did not have kedusha because ein yeshiva ba'azara el lemalchus beis David bilvad, and the other half was in the Kodesh. Ukishen is kalkala hashura, but when things started getting bad, meaning there was so, the Gemara describes, there were so many roads coming, there were so many dinafashas, they would just be killing all day, they said, we can't be here anymore. They removed themselves from the position of Sanhedrin HaGadol. Galu mimakom lamakom. And this is part of the move of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ula asara mekomos galu visofon l'tveria. They went to 10 places, Yavne, Usha, right, all the places up north, and the last place that it was in Tveria. Umisham lo amad bezin gadol ad ata. There has never been another bezin gadol until now. The Kabbalah he, and the Rambam says there's a Kabbalah. Sheb Tveria asidin lachzar tchila. Umisham ne'etakin lemikdash. There's a Mesorah, there's a Kabbalah, that Tchias HaMesim of the Sanhedrin is going to happen there. And then they're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. That, as we have mentioned, maybe that's the reason the legend goes how the Rambam got buried in Tveria. If he died in Egypt and the donkey or whatever, the camel just went and he ended up there. But for whatever however he got there, some suggest the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria because he wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin, lost in love. Based on this Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Daled, Halacha Yud Beis. And it already says, the Rambam says, continues, Arbaim Shana Kodim Churban Bayisheni. Already 40 years before the Churban, Batlu Dine Nefashas Miyisrael. They already stopped judging Dine Nefashas. Ava Bishahaya Mikdash Kayam. Even though they had a base of Mikdash, but they shagalu a Sanhedrin, v'lohayu b'pkom and sham b'mikdash. Because they didn't have the Sanhedrin. Why the Sanhedrin leave? It was a circle, because they couldn't keep judging all these cases of dinei nefashos. That is the requirements for the mitzvah. You need a Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. The Menachas Chinuch points out, the Rambam does not count this mitzvah. The Ramban does not count this mitzvah. Right? This relates to the major machlokas that we mentioned when we discussed the mitzvahs earlier. And that is, do you count each of the Mises Bezdin as a mitzvah? There are three different opinions in the Rishonim. The Rambam is clear. The Rambam in the last Shorish, in Shorish Yud Daled, says, Eich ra'uy, ha'shorish ha'basar, eich ra'uy lemnos ha'modes ha'kadorim ba'mitzvah zaseh. Let me explain. How do I count all of the punishments? That's Shorish Yud Daled, right? All the Malkiyas and all the Karbanos and all of the Onshin. So what do I do? So the Rambam says, I'm going to count one mitzvah per Onesh. You don't count zero. You don't say, oh, it's all part of Bezdin's Din. And you don't count every single of the 18, for example, Chayvi Skila. You count every single one as 18 mitzvahs. And every single Chayvi Malkiyas and every single Chayv Karban. No, you count Karban Ola and you count Karban Shlamim. And you count Chayvi Malkiyas. And you count Chayvi Skila. And you count Chayvi Herek and Chedek. You count each of the categories as a separate mitzvah. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's impossible to do more than that, or else there'll be hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs just about these. Right, im ya davar kein hay roy gam kein shnim ne kom malkus u malkus befne atsma be gerger achi halkas och on the veil mitzva befne atsma och al khazer mitzva befne atsma ve khulu ve khulu, and there'll be more than 400 mitzvos just related to that. So u kemoshlo nim ne kom khoy malkus, just like I don't count every one of the chayove malkus, but you just count malkus. So to mkhive arbe misos, you just count skila, you count hereg, you count chenek, and you count srefa. The four chayove misos are counted as four mitzvos asay. The Rambam is a middle approach. The Bahag, according to the Rambam, the Ramban thinks that the Rambam is wrong in his assertion about the Bahag, but the Rambam thinks that the Bahag counts every single one. Every single mitzvah, kol echad ve'echad. And that's where the Rambam jumps at him. He says, how could that be? There's so many mitzvahs. The Ramban argues in the Rambam's understanding of the Bahag. But either way, that's the Rambam's understanding. The Ramban himself doesn't count any of these. The Ramban says, it's all Malkus, and Misa. They're all part of the mitzvah saseh, Uviarta hara mikirbecha. That's it. Remove the evil. And Bezdin putting everybody, giving them Malkus or Misa, it's all included. Nothing, you don't count anything as specific. Right, a big nafkamina. Let's say the Rambam counts if it's impossible to fulfill the Bezdin can't fulfill the Misa haksuvaba. So they could do a different Misa. So is that a kiyum of the mitzvah or not? The Rambam would say, the Ramban would say it's a kiyum of the mitzvah. The Atar Mikabecha. This is the lechadchila, what you're supposed to do. This is with the Eved. The Rambam would say, no, it's a specific Misa that's required. If you have to do another one, okay, you got the result that was needed, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You never fill the mitzvah because, right, each mitzvah is its own entity. Again, there's a lot more here, but this is the discussion of the Rambam, Ramban, Bahag, how many mitzvahs are counted in terms of Chayvim Mitzvahs Bezdin. Okay, we'll stop here. That's your next one. We'll continue with the two mitzvahs related to Ones.